All right, we're talking about Easter and Passover.
We are, and we're going to actually literally look at the word now, Passover, all right, the English word Passover. Exodus 12, God says, "And I shall pass through the land of Egypt on that night, and I shall smite every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from human to animal, and I will see the blood on the doorpost," and there's a word there, and that's the one that gets translated Passover. Well, it's commonly translated, "and I will pass over." However, it's such a rare word in the Bible that the translation is uncertain. At the time of Jesus, the word was translated as, "I will have compassion," or "I will have mercy." It's also translated as "to protect." So the in Hebrew, you don't have the vowels, so you just have the pesach is that word. So it looks like a P and S, and the CH is the sound at the end. So there's three letters there. It's a primitive root, but it can mean to hop over. In other words, to skip or to spare, to hesitate, to limp, or even to dance, and to halt, to become lame, leap, or pass over. But we have to thank William Tyndale, who invented the English word Passover. He was a reformer and translator, true father of the English Bible. He was the first to translate the Bible into modern English from the original languages of Hebrew and Greek, and he pretty much provided the basis for the King James translation. But if we go back much further than Tyndale, the original word that became Passover was that Pesach, but it wasn't the P-S-C-H, it was P-X-C-H. In ancient Hebrew, they didn't have an S. It's that X. It's now what's used in the modern way as the S. So it's a very similar, but it's called Semek, that S sound. But so the P of Passover became the Greek letter pi that we're all familiar with, the P, or the English letter P. The picture of it in Hebrew is an open mouth. So by extension, though, what it's really talking about is the word. It's speech and breath. So the P of Passover speaks of the spoken word of God. That's what that's about. Hmm. Now, so if you go back from the Semek back to that X, it means to lean on, to uphold, or support, kind of like a prop you would hold something up with, mm-hmm. like a tree to strengthen it after it got hit by a storm. The picture in Hebrew is a thorn, or because it's like an X, the laying on the hands like the priest did on a sacrificial animal. Mm. Now, because Greek came to some degree from Hebrew, that letter Semek is equivalent to the Greek letter X. Now, have you ever, maybe when you were young, saw somebody going celebrating Xmas and went, "Well, you took Christ out of Christmas," when in fact, it's just the Greek letter. That letter means Christ or Christos. So the second letter of Passover, the original one, actually is Christ or the Messiah. Wow. It was right there in Passover. Part of the very word Pesach. The third letter, the CH, well, that's our year here. It's the number 8, the Chet. It means change. It looks like a wall or a boundary, all right? So I want you to think about a few walls in Passover. The door covered in blood became a wall that the destroyer could not enter. The Red Sea became a wall to hold back the water to let the Israelites walk through. God became a wall of fire to protect them from the Egyptian army. Due to the rebellion, the Promised Land became a wall that the Israelites could not enter. 40 years later, Jericho was surrounded by walls that could not stand against God. We've been given authority from Jesus for such a time as this. What we do affects our authority, empowers our authority, or steals from our authority. So all of that is that letter CH, that means change or a wall. So what was God saying with just the word Pesach that became Passover? The spoken word of God, the Christ, will bring change. He'll change a wall or a boundary, basically. That's, if you want to lay out the word Passover, what it means, that's one version of that. The spoken word of God, that is Christ, will bring change. He'll change a wall. He'll change a boundary. Because we're speaking of Passover, we know the wall in question has something to do with what caused separation. There were two kind of walls like that. The first was sin that was separating us from God and God from us. So the spoken word of God, Christ, will change that wall. Second wall occurred late on Passover when the door of blood became like a wall to keep that destroyer out of the home of the Israelites, mm-hmm. which would allow them to find freedom in a relationship with God that would physically set them free from slavery in Egypt, but also spiritually set them free from sin. So when you hear the word Passover or Pesach, that's what it's really talking about, that God himself would bring a change to the situation. And it's so much bigger than just the Israelites getting freedom in Egypt. It's a huge, huge word, a huge reality. And that's what we're trying to kind of pass on to you today.